T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Whether you're in a relationship, I hope that your boyfriend or husband spoils you and you get everything you could ever imagine, or at least something thoughtful. Hopefully he didn't forget that it's Valentine's Day. If you're single, don't worry about it. I said it before, I'll say it again. Being single is not a disease. It's a choice. It's okay. I'm single too. It's all right. Maybe after the show, after work today, well, I'll grab a drink somewhere and have a little Valentine's Day single celebration. But 312-946-4995. We're talking about Valentine's Day today, for the good or for the bad. Maybe you have the husband or boyfriend of the year and they always go above and beyond. Or maybe even more funny, you have somebody who is from your past that has forgotten about the holiday, gotten you a totally last-minute/rushed gift. Good and bad stories. We'll take them all. 312-946-4995. We're talking Valentine's Day today. And man, did you hear? Kane Brown is actually going to be in the Chicagoland area tomorrow night. So if you're a fan of Kane Brown, he'll be in Rockford. But here he is right now on US 99. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. 312-946-4995. We are looking for Valentine's Day stories, for the good or for the bad. Does your boyfriend or husband forget about it? Did they get you a gift that's kind of like, do you not believe in it? Do you not even care about Valentine's Day? Again, 312-946-4995. Good morning, Lisa. Tell us your story.
Good morning. So I'm not the biggest Valentine's Day person. I don't really care much about celebrating it. But of course, my boyfriend always asks me what I want every year. And I told him, instead of giving me a dozen roses, I would like a dozen donuts. And he's delivered the last 2 years.
A dozen donuts?
Yep. The flowers die.
Let's be honest. I mean, it's more practical than roses. You could actually eat the donuts.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99, and this is it. It's Valentine's Day. In honor of that, how about 3-day passes for our Windy City Smokeout coming up at 7:15, and then on the 15s all day long. But again, 312-946-4995. I want to hear your good and or bad Valentine's Day stories. So good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Do guys say that to other guys? I don't even know.
No.
Yeah, not really. Anyways, what can I do for you, buddy?
Oh, I'm just calling in to share my wife and I's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, tell us, buddy.
We don't believe in Valentine's Day. If you have to buy something once a year to think about them, it's pretty sad.
Right. No, you're right. So every single day for you guys is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so what we're doing today is we're actually going to go to the shooting range, and then we're going to go get a beer.
It does not get much more country than that. Go to the shooting range, have a brewski. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Man, Chase Rice, he's got a hit on his hands with that song. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. 312-946-4995. We're talking about Valentine's Day today, for the good or for the bad. And if you're looking for last-minute gift ideas, how about this? 3-day passes for our Windy City Smokeout. That is coming up in 2 songs. But happy Valentine's Day. Good morning.
Well, I never get anything. So with any guys that I've ever dated, and even my husband now, I still to this day have not gotten anything on Valentine's Day.
Are you kidding me? Not flowers or candy or anything?
Nope, nothing.
Have you brought this up to anybody or?
Nope. The most I've ever gotten was from a kid, like a little Valentine's card from a kid.
Oh, well, sometimes those mean the most, right?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. But it's like, come on, guys. I mean, I've been marrying my husband almost 5 years now, and nothing.
Well, Styles and Roman are about to change the course of history. How would you like to see Justin Moore live in concert a week from today?
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
And we'll even supersize that. Do you want to meet and hang out with Justin Moore?
Are you pulling my leg?
No, happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Oh, my God, I want to cry.
Don't cry.
So much.
We can't afford Kleenex, so the gift ends here.
Why? Am I my car, so you're good.
Man, there are certain songs that you just hear and you know they are good. That is one of them. Brett Young here tonight. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. And out to Logan Square, we have Nelly. Nelly, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Good morning.
Tell us what your guy got you for Valentine's Day.
He got me a crock pot.
Now, wait, you're saying it either as if it's the greatest gift in the world, or you're being very sarcastic.
I'm being very sarcastic. Who wants the crock pot for Valentine's Day? Where's the romance in that?
Hey, baby, could you make me some beef stew? And
exactly. So you see how I kind of did get him a present, but only because he got it for me to make him stop, right?
Yeah. That's like in the past, I've wanted to really go to Hawaii. So when I had a girlfriend, I'm like, hey, I got you a trip to Hawaii. But really, I was dying to go to Hawaii.
Can I tell you a really quick story about Hawaii?
Please do.
Okay, so my ex-husband, the one that got me the crock pot, you know?
Yeah.
He was afraid to fly, and I overheard him talking. He won a trip to Hawaii at work, and he passed up the trip to Hawaii at work. That's my Hawaii trip. How about that?
He passed it up because he's afraid to fly?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
So where?
Well, you said it earlier. He's your ex-husband, correct?
Correct.
Passed up trips to Hawaii, got you a crock pot. I don't blame you, hon. 312-946-4995. We're talking Valentine's Day this morning. If you're in a relationship, I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I hope your husband or your boyfriend gets you the world. If you're single, no worries. So am I. Being single is not a disease. It is a choice. You're going to be just fine. Good morning, Chris. Talk about Valentine's Day.
Hallmark holiday.
Hallmark holiday. Now, do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
No, divorced.
Oh, so now you really hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be sweet if you won 3-day passes for our Windy City Smokeout and got to see those guys, Old Dominion, live in concert? Also, Cole Swindell, Chris Young, and many, many more. Well, we have 3-day passes all day long on the 15th. We are two songs away for that. And that, what a great Valentine's Day that would be for you. 312-946-4995. Happy Valentine's Day to Tatiana from Hammond.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. So what does Valentine's Day mean to you, Tatiana?
Well, my boyfriend and I actually do abide by Valentine's Day. It's on the calendar, so we do it. We've been together for 11 years. Our anniversary is at the end of the month, but Valentine's Day is just a day where we do just something a little bit of an extra. So he's on shift work, so I load up his lunchbox with a nice card and some of his goodies that he likes, or he'll surprise me with chocolate-covered strawberries or a little bit edible arrangement sent to the house. So we do Valentine's Day.
You know, for about 3 or 4 years, I feel like I was single-handedly keeping edible arrangements in business because that was my go-to. Before it was really popular, that was like my go-to. And now I can't surprise anybody with that.
Aw, that's sad. I love an edible arrangement anytime.
Well, I would send it to you, but your boyfriend get mad at me. I don't want any beef. Happy Valentine's Day from Styles and Roman and US 99. Now, good morning. Are you in a relationship or are you single?
I'm single right now.
So what does a single girl in Chicago do on Valentine's Day?
My friends and I are hanging out. We're going to watch some rom-coms together.
All right, so all the single girls are going to watch some romantic comedies on Valentine's Day.
And our gay best friend.
And your gay best friend.
Yeah.
It's not a rom-com party without a gay best friend, right?
Of course not.
Did you forget to get your special somebody a Valentine's Day present? No worries. We got you all day long. Rascal Flatts, Billy Currington, and Jimmy Allen tickets on the 50s all day. So 850, your next shot at that. But good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. And Michelle from Midlothian, what are you doing?
I am just getting off work. My husband is going to work. And I am heading to Lori's for my third consecutive Valentine's Day at Lori's with my son to see his doctors again.
Oh, wow. So what's going on that you've been going to Lori's the past 3 years?
Well, they've been treating my son, who was born with a cyst in his brain, for the past 3 years. We're down there once to twice a week, every single week.
So Valentine's Day for you is just like any other day. It's a reminder how important it is to have your son in your life, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Good for you. How old is that adorable son of yours?
He's going to be 4 in May.
Oh, it's such a great age. Do you and your husband ever get a night out at all?
No.
Would you be able to if I gave you something fun?
Oh, yeah, we would definitely try. We need it.
Would you guys like a week from today to go see Justin Moore live in concert?
Are you joking me?
Not at all. Because I was so touched by your story, how about you also get to meet Justin Moore?
Are you joking?
No.
That would be amazing.
Well, if anybody deserves a nice night out, it's you and your husband. God bless your family and that cute little boy, all right?
Wow, thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.